Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 196. And my guest on the show today is Constance, except that you won't actually hear Constance speaking, because Constance contacted me and said she'd love to be a guest on The Dream Show because she has a dream that she feels is related to a medical condition that she had at the time. And she was really keen both to find out more about it and to share this with you, the audience, because she felt it is important, and it is. But English is not Constance's first language, and although she can write it very well, she was not feeling too confident about coming to the microphone. So we've done this one with a little backwards and forwards over the email, and I'm presenting it to you today. And following Constance's dream and the interpretation and the alchemy and her response to it, I'm also going to add a little blog I recently wrote called Dream Medicine, which really kind of ties it all together quite nicely, I think. But before we go there, just a reminder of the websites. If you haven't listened to The Dream Show before, or if you haven't been to my website for a long time, janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H. Now, that website has hundreds of blogs, lots of free resources, also details on how to contact me for private consultation, all about my books, all about me, all about all sorts of things. And from that website, you'll find very clear links to go to my other website, which is, of course, the Dream Academy. And the Dream Academy is where you can go to sign up to do courses, to learn about dream interpretation, to learn about dream alchemy, to learn about how to become a dream therapist, and so on. So go to janeteresa.com, find the links, go to the Dream Academy, and explore everything there. Or, of course, you can contact me on social media, which is largely either Facebook or Instagram. So here we go. Constance wrote to me and said, I've been having a dream. I had a dream in 2015 about snakes and vipers. And I've done a bit of research and I found out that snakes and vipers, she said, are a phallic symbol, but are also related to health problems. So I think this might be a good one for your show, given that I had a health problem at the time, which is still with me a little bit. The dermatitis that I have began in 2015. It was very intense, first in my neck, then in my arms, legs, throughout the body, with a terrible desquamation. My hair also suffered a lot of swelling. The diagnosis was confused between psoriasis or severe atopic dermatitis. And the dermatologist finally confirmed a severe atopic dermatitis, which continues until now. The lesions in the body have disappeared, but I still have many scabs and scales on my head. In the last few years, I took care of my sick parents. Now, both have already died, my father 6 years ago and my mother a few months ago, and I feel that it's likely that the stress of this situation had caused the severe dermatitis. However, they were years of hard work and dedication, but the good thing is that together with my siblings, we gave my parents a good quality of life. So here's my dream, Constance says, and it's a very short dream. I'm in my garden, but it is dry. In real life, my garden is very green and full of plants, but in the dream, it appears with very few plants. And I see my father. He looks worried. Suddenly, something tries to leave the earth, and my father tries to avoid it. It is a viper, and it is thin, but long and phosphorescent green. Despite my father's attempts, it leaves the land and goes to the exit of my house. I do not remember how I felt in the dream, but my father was distressed and very worried. She adds, in other dreams I have seen small vipers too, maybe in 10 dreams during the last 8 years that I used to write out my dreams. So I began by emailing a few questions to Constance just to get some clarity on the dream myself. And because, of course, you know that when you listen to me have a guest on the show and we're talking, I do ask a number of questions just to clarify points, get clearer on the symbols. I only asked a few of Constance because this was a short dream. And here are the ones which she's replied to, which become relevant as you'll hear when I give you the interpretation. I first asked her in January 2015, when she had this dream, was her mother sick? Because she'd already said that her father had died, but I was wondering what else was happening and how much stress she had at that time. She said, yes, it was a stressful time, and Mum had been with Alzheimer's since 2008, and my father had had cardiac problems since 2002. I asked, has your garden ever been dry? And she said, not in the period of the dream, which was 2015. I used to care for my garden and it was nice and green. But my father died in 2011 and he used to do the garden care. But in 2011, the garden was very dry because my father was sick and he didn't work in the garden. And then when he died, I began to do the garden care. I asked, what is the personality of a viper, do you imagine? And Constance says, I don't like vipers. I'm scared of them. I see the personality of a viper as a very bad one. So I said, in your view, what's the difference between a viper and a general kind of snake? And she said, the viper is a kind of snake. I don't know exactly, but what I saw in the dream, it is thin, large, and moved very quickly, more quickly than normal snakes, and it was phosphorescent. It looks like a snake animation or like a phosphorescent ghost of a snake. I asked, does the word viper in your language have any double meaning? And Constance said, not exactly a double meaning, but when you said here that someone is a viper, it's bad, it's an envious bad person. I asked, what kind of energy does phosphorescent green have for you? She said, I don't know. I don't like this energy, but maybe it's some relationship with some alarm lights. And I said, how long was a viper? Like a quick answer, please. Don't think about it. Just your first feeling for its length. And Constance said, maybe 2 meters. I said, you say that you have dreamed of small vipers in about 10 dreams during the last 8 years that you used to write your dreams. So when did you have your first viper dream? Constance said, I looked at my registered dreams and the first one was in 2009. But in that dream, I just saw small vipers. They were white and grey. Maybe before 2009, I had other dreams with vipers, but I don't have a record of them. And finally, I asked her how she sees her father, his personality, his approach to life. And Constance said, it's difficult to describe him. But in the last years, my father had cardiac problems and all his life he used to be independent. And maybe that was not easy for him to need help for others, especially in his last times. He was what doctors called a difficult patient, but with strong fighting spirit, more so than others. All the time he had a desire to live, he cooked, he bathed by himself, all up until the last night that he died. In summary, he had a strong personality, temperamental, with a difficult character, but independent, and he tried to do many things by himself. So now you've got that little extra information from Constance, and because the dream's so short, I'm just going to reread the dream before I read out to you the interpretation that I sent Constance in her response. And those of you that are studying dream analysis and dream therapy with me, and maybe some of the other listeners, some of you all out there, might like to press pause on this podcast after listening to the dream and start to have a think yourself about how you might interpret it before pressing play again and listening to where I go with it. Have a good practice, in other words. So here we are repeating the dream again. The dream is in January 2015. I'm in my garden, but it is dry. In real life, my garden is very green and full of plants, but in the dream, it appears with very few plants. And I see my father. He looks worried. Suddenly, something tries to leave the earth, and my father tries to avoid it. It is a viper, and it is thin but long and phosphorescent green. Despite my father's attempts, it leaves the land and goes to the exit of my house. I do not remember how I felt in the dream, but my father was distressed and very worried. So here's the interpretation that I wrote out and sent to Constance so that she could take her time with the English language and really explore it and think about it before replying to me. Interpretation. On one level, which I imagine you already understand, the viper erupting from the dry earth is like the atopic dermatitis erupting from your skin, making it dry and scaly like snake skin. Since the dream was the night before the dermatitis began, it caught the moment of the eruption and the stress. It's interesting that you don't remember how you felt in the dream, but your father in the dream was first worried and then distressed. Since everyone in a dream represents something about you, the dreamer, we can see that at one level you were worried and distressed, represented by your father in the dream, but you were somewhat detached from these feelings. You know, you in the dream were less in touch with your feelings. It's as if you kept your feelings underground. When the snake erupts from under the ground, it's like your own feelings breaking free, your own worry and distress breaking through. And the next day, this worry and distress broke through your skin. A garden should be green, full of life, vitality, and growth. In January 2015, this was not the case for you within yourself. There were very few plants in your inner garden, or in your daily life, metaphorically speaking. You were so drained of energy, so full of stress, so dry of emotion in trying to hold back on your emotions. Dreams reflect the day or two before, and I wonder what exactly came to a head for you in January 2015. The last time your real garden had been dry was when your father died. After that, you began to care for your garden, and although you have been doing that ever since, your inner garden, your inner self, reached a point of lack of nurturing by January 2015. You may associate a dry garden with sickness, your father's ill health before he died, especially since he was in the dream. Your dreaming brain may have come up with the symbol dry garden to represent the ill health in your physical body, the ill health your physical body was feeling as the dermatitis began to break through. The viper is green, extremely green, phosphorescent green, not the green of plants, but still green. Instead of green plants growing from the earth of your dream garden, a green viper was growing or appeared from the earth. Remember that dreams reveal your unconscious thoughts, beliefs, and feelings, as well as your conscious ones. An energy like a green viper was growing in your inner garden, a scary energy, instead of a wonderful, lush, nurtured garden energy. You say that a viper in your language is a bad person, particularly an envious person. In English, we say green with envy. One of the many emotions you were trying to keep hidden during that stressful time may have been envy. Who or what might you have envied back then? The dream viper moved very fast, as if an emotion held back for so long sprang out so fast and headed for the exit of your house while your father tried to avoid it. Did you speak out or express a difficult, long-held-back emotion at this time? Did it burst out from your thoughts or your mouth before you had time to stop it? Or did it burst into your consciousness but still remain unexpressed? Did you try to avoid this emotion exiting in words or body language? The dermatitis started in your neck, the point of communication, the throat, the bridge between head and heart. The body follows the mind as if feelings were trying to break out into words, irritation burning your neck. At the time, you chose to keep your feelings unspoken, or you feared them escaping, adding to your stress, but they found expression in a different way through atopic dermatitis. You saw the dream snake as more like an animation or a phosphorescent ghost of a snake. You were lacking vitality. You were drained of vitality, but perhaps trying to be animated. You were perhaps feeling like a ghost of yourself, and this scary feeling could be pictured by your dreaming mind as an animated ghost snake. In lacking vitality, in being exhausted, you may have felt envious of people whose lives looked different, then tried to hold back this envy, judging yourself as a bad person, a viper, for having such negative thoughts. It would have been healthier to acknowledge your feelings, at least to yourself, so that you could release them from doing havoc on your mind in the form of stress and on your body in the form of dermatitis. You gave your parents a wonderful gift of love and care in their last years, but you didn't find a way to nurture yourself in the process. You felt the snake was 2 meters long. This snake energy may have been strong in your life for 2 years, from February 2013, or for 2 months or 2 weeks, or had some relationship to the number two. Your first recorded viper dreams were back in 2009, which was the year after your mum was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and you may have had them before this. These dates give you a clue as to when this viper energy began to appear in your life, at least unconsciously. They were small then. They grew to such a size that they erupted in January 2015. You may relate to dealing with a viper energy you had to deal with in the world, perhaps someone else's feelings or envy. If so, your dreams suggest you found it difficult to deal with this energy because it grew in your dreams over the years and became all the more worrying and distressing. Not being able to deal with this still comes back to inner world issues over dealing with this kind of energy, with expressing yourself, with neutralizing the energy, with caring for and nurturing yourself. Snakes shed their skin to emerge anew, leaving the old self behind. You have been shedding your skin through dermatitis, giving you the opportunity, when you are ready, to leave the old self behind. This is one of the ways in which snakes are often seen as symbols of healing. Embracing and acknowledging our feelings, especially our previously unconscious feelings or those we judge as bad, are key steps in healing. The moment you embrace and acknowledge a feeling, you can release it. You are free. Before that, avoiding the feeling, like your father tried to avoid the viper in the dream, keeps it festering inside, doing damage to your health and well-being. You said that your father was very independent and tried to do many things by himself. Since he was a symbol in your dream, he might represent a tendency in you to take on too much, to not ask for extra help when you need it. So yes, stress is the likely cause of the dermatitis, but hopefully this interpretation has thrown some light on the deeper causes of your stress. If you had asked me about your dream back in January 2015 when you had it, I would have worked with you to prescribe and create a dream alchemy practice to transform the viper energy into something positive. And I would have expected that alchemy to reprogram your unconscious mind and result in more ease with your feelings, more ease with asking for more help, and a quick healing from the dermatitis. the stress would no longer have needed to try to communicate its message by breaking through your skin. Since you do still have some dermatitis, let's do some dream alchemy anyway. It may not be as powerful on such an old dream, but since the viper energy is still annoying your skin, let's transform it. Dream alchemy, I've chosen a visualization dream alchemy for this one. Picture the viper emerging from the earth. Only this time, as soon as the sun's rays light up its skin and drops of rain begin to moisten the earth, it transforms right in front of your eyes. It becomes a beautiful plant, suddenly growing tall and lush, sending down deep, loving roots into the earth and blooming with beautiful flowers. Smell the rain. Smell the flowers. See the rainbow caused by simultaneous sun and rain. And notice now that the whole garden is lush and green. Sense a feeling of ease, of new life glowing all over your now smooth, relaxed skin. Repeat this visualization, making sure you summon up all the sensual feelings 20 times a day for a week, 10 times a day for a second week, and twice a day for another month. I sent the interpretation to Constance and suggested she spend a few days with it before replying to absorb it and see how she felt about it. And then she replied and said, "Dear Jane Teresa, thank you very much for everything and for such an excellent and detailed interpretation. At this period that I took care of my parents, I had a lot of responsibilities. So it was logical that I had those negative feelings such as anger or envy. And as you well said, I did not take so much care of myself. Dermatitis is a warning of those unconscious emotions. But due to this dermatitis, a nurse came to the house and helped us a lot with my mother in her bathroom in the morning. And also my siblings spent more time with my mother and my sister moved in with us in my parents' house, and little by little I delegated responsibilities. 2015 was the worst year of my dermatitis with severe inflammation, maybe a little lighter during 2016, and now I don't have any injury in my body. I just have hair dandruff, which is under treatment and not so serious as the inflammation was in 2015. They were years of stress, but I'm better now, more focused on me. Thank you very much for your dream alchemy tips." So what Constance's dream did for her, or at least if she had recognized it as at the time, was bring to awareness the physical symptoms that she was about to manifest and then help her to work out what was below the stress that was causing those physical symptoms. So in many ways, her dream was alerting her to a physical illness. And you might look through some of your dreams and realize sometimes that there may be information in your dreams which is representing what is going on in your unconscious mind, which may later erupt in different ways into a physical disease or illness in your body. And you may be able to anticipate that and stop it before it begins by applying dream alchemy. Or you may have a physical disease or physical symptoms and be able to do the reverse, to look through your dreams and be able to trace through your dreams the unconscious side of the disease, what's happening with you within your unconscious mind that may be manifesting with this physical disease or symptom, or that may give you more information about how you're responding to the disease and what is the best kind of medicine for it. Now, of course, you know, you should always see a doctor or your health professional for any illness or sickness you've got. That goes without saying, but I'll still say it. But on a secondary level, and perhaps actually more important and effective level, I have to say myself, comes the dream alchemy, where you're really dealing with reprogramming your unconscious mind, dealing with the stress and the issues, and particularly the emotional issues below the stress, which are affecting your immune system and not enabling you to heal from diseases or illnesses or symptoms that you've got. So I know we've covered a lot of that in past podcast shows and you can look them up, but I thought I'd finish today with a very short blog, which I wrote in August this year. That's August 2017, called Dream Medicine, because it seems to fit quite nicely. So you can listen to this. You can also find it on janetheresa.com in August 2017 if you prefer to read. Dream Medicine. Close your eyes. It's late in the evening and time for your dream medicine. Here we go, counting down now. 10, 9, 8. Relaxing, floating deeply down. Let the healing begin. No drugs required, but the prescription is clear. Dream. Sometimes the medicine is sweet and tasty, a deliciously sensual dream gifting grace and restoration. Insights that, like the medicine, are easy to take, delightful to absorb and apply in your waking life. Sometimes the medicine is sour and unpalatable, a prickly, uncomfortable dream gifting wisdom that, like the medicine, is difficult to take, unpleasant to absorb. You might learn from this medicine, or you might choose denial, numbing it out, misinterpreting the dream. Sometimes the medicine is tricky and challenging, a pill too big to swallow, a liquid concoction requiring complex preparation. This dream medicine gives problem solving in the shape of puzzling dreams requiring a solution. You might awaken from this dream medicine with the answer to yesterday's unfathomable problem, or with insight into what holds you back from resolving a waking life issue. Sometimes the medicine is magical, a spell, a talisman, an unexpected out-of-left-field dream that delivers a spiritual perspective that instantly changes your life forever. Sometimes the medicine is dark and terrifying, a healing potion dressed in toxic chemical guise, a nightmare from which you will awaken relieved yet haunted, fearful of sleep and the next round of dream medicine, until you face the dark and terrifying shadow and discover its light and peace. Sometimes the most powerful medicine is the follow-up formula, applied on waking, carefully measured to deliver maximum healing benefits. This is the medicine of dream alchemy, a specific exercise created for a specific dream that gently transforms the rusty old iron of the old self glimpsed in a dream into the polished gold of the new. Dream alchemy involves doing a visualization or an affirmation, artwork, writing, dialogue, body work, or another modality using symbols and dramas from the dream designed to communicate with and transform your unconscious mind. As a simple example, you might dream of seeing a puppy drown and you're unable to get to him. On waking, you might relate to a feeling of helplessness in a situation in your life and decide on dream alchemy medicine, visualizing yourself back in the dream. Only this time, you feel decisive and strong, and you reach out and lift the puppy from the water and see him also become instantly decisive and strong. This medicine looks deceptively simple, but it's deeply healing. You'll find that helpless feeling disappears. You'll feel more decisive and strong, and you'll surprise yourself by a positive healing action you'll take in that situation. Dream medicine is medicine for the body, mind and soul, the physical, mental, emotional and spiritual levels of your being. It's free every night, with up to 5 doses, 5 dreams, for an 8-hour sleep. But for the medicine to work at its best, you need to remember your dreams and work with them to discover their deepest healing gifts. Now, if you've been listening to the Dream Show for a long time, you'll have heard a lot of examples of dream alchemy and been able to see how they relate to the dream. But I've never really, on the Dream Show, gone into the specifics of how to create and how to prescribe dream alchemy. And that's because it is quite a complex art and science. And once you've got it, it's really easy. Once you've got it, yeah, I got it. I know how to do this. For any dream that you have, or that a dream that someone brings to you that would like help, you then have the tools and techniques to prescribe the dream alchemy, create the dream alchemy, prescribe it, and help the person to do the dream alchemy and receive the dream medicine. And for those of you that have not done the Dream Alchemy course at the Dream Academy and you're interested in it, that's something that that course delivers. So you might want to go to the Dream Academy. The direct address is dream-academy-online.com. But of course, you can also easily find your way there from janetheresa.com. dream-academy-online.com, and you'll find the course there on dream alchemy, how to prescribe and create dream alchemy. And that course comes with various charts that you print out and manuals and examples and videos of me talking about it and showing you how to do it. So lots of good stuff there if you'd like to explore that. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. We have a couple of live guests already lined up for the next two shows, which is exciting. And if you'd like to be a guest on The Dream Show, especially if you'd like to participate by phone or Skype, simply go to janetheresa.com and under the menu, under podcast, look at the drop-down box and you'll see how you can contribute to The Dream Show in that way by volunteering to be a guest. If you've never heard The Dream Show before, you can actually listen to all 196 episodes. Yes, they are all there on janetheresa.com. It's our commitment to keep this as a free resource accessible to anyone, anywhere in the world that can get on a good enough speed internet and that understands English. So it will always be a free resource. And the last 10 episodes are always on iTunes, which of course you know how to get to on your favorite mode, your favorite smartphone or whatever. The next episode will be episode 197, which will come out in real time on the 10th of November 2017. But you can listen to these at any time. Have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in November 2017, in 4 weeks' time. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.